If you've ever wondered why I present Jesus to you, it's because Jesus died for you on a cross. He's God's Son. He is God. And God so loved the world that He gave us the Lord Jesus. And Jesus came to this earth and He lived on this earth, and then He was taken and crucified on a cross. And when He died on that cross, He took upon Himself your sin and my sin. And He died. And when He died, your sin and my sin died with Him. Then by the power of God, He was raised on the third day, so that Jesus now is alive. And when Jesus came out of the grave, He didn't bring our sin with Him. Our sin remained in the grave. So now here it is. All of us have sinned. Every one of us is a sinner. The only way that you can have a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, is through the Lord Jesus, because He's the way. He's truth. He's the life. No man can come to God excepting through Jesus, because Jesus is the one who, through His death and resurrection, makes it possible for you and me to be forgiven of our sin, because when we trust Him, when we confess our sin and repent before Him and give our hearts and lives to Him, and He comes into our lives, our sin, past tense, is present tense forgiven, because Christ has already paid the price. He did that for me.
There is a blessing on the way as we open God's encouraging word together. You've already heard Dr. Wilton as we've kicked off this broadcast about a unique time of studying, really, when God provides answers to our questions. We had a number of questions submitted to Dr. Don. You can do the same thing. Just email him, Don, D-O-N, at theencouragingword.org. And some of these questions have triggered today's message. We're concluding the second coming of Christ Jesus. We started it yesterday. We'll pick up with point three about the unexpectedness of what happens in our lives as we trust God. But just know that we're available for you. While we're studying God's Word, you can call us at 866-899-WORD or visit us online at theencouragingword.org. Here's Dr. Wilton.
Okay, the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure. By the way, all of this signifying the pure holiness of God. See, my friends, the righteousness of God, the imputed righteousness of God, is that which God does for us in Jesus Christ. So when you give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I get this, you become clothed in His righteousness. You are covered in the holiness of God. Because to be perfectly honest, it's very difficult for us to understand how sinful people like ourselves could in any way be holy. We are holy because He is holy. So that when God looks at us, He doesn't see us, He sees Christ in us. We are covered in His righteousness. The armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following Him on white horses, and from His mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and He will rule them with a rod of iron, and He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty, and on His robe and on His thigh He has a name written, King of Kings. By the way, in my text here, and I'm sure it is in your copy of the Bible, the first king is capitalized. The second king is not. Because the first king refers to Jesus Christ as the only king. He is supreme. He stands alone. The second king refers to all of the kings of the world, all the gods of the world. Many of whom may fancy themselves as supreme, but none like unto the Lord God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, to try and put this into context, God has put in my heart six words that describe the coming of Jesus. I'd like to give them to you. Straight out of the text, Jesus' coming will be, number one, personal. I want you to put that word down there. I just want you to write down personal, okay? Now, I'm standing here today and I'm speaking to all of you. Folks, can you feel how the difference now? All right? I mean, we all know that. So when Jesus died on the cross, who was he speaking to? Who did he die for? Everyone. But he also died for me personally. When he comes, he's coming for all who believe in him. But guess what, folks? It's coming for me. It's coming for you. Personal. That's the first word. Number two, singular. Singular. Jesus' coming will be singular. That means that he's the only one. Do you know someone said to me again, just recently, talking about various gods in this world and religions, and made this statement after discussing various religions in the world, said, you know something, it really doesn't matter. It's all the same God. Not according to the Bible. There is only one God, singular. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He made you and he made me. And when we sinned, he gave to us his plan for our redemption, because he loved you and me so much that he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die on a cross, so that whosoever believes in him will not die, but will have eternal life. And when Jesus comes, this is a singular event involving one person. And is it personal or what? It's about me. And I want it to be about you too. You see, my friend, if you don't know Jesus, you're going to get left behind. All right, here's the third word. Unexpected. Unexpected. That's a tough one to come up with, isn't it? Unexpected. You and I can talk about the unexpected things of life. We identify with that. Do you know that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be unexpected? Not unanticipated. Unexpected. I want to tell you why. Because the Bible tells us in Matthew 24 that not one of us knows exactly when that's going to happen. Only God does. Do you know that Jesus could come before this worship service is over? It's going to be that unexpected. In fact, Jesus himself uses the analogy. He said he's going to come like a thief in the night. In other words, it's something that's totally unexpected. But unlike a thief, totally welcomed. Unexpected. You see, that's the reason why. This is urgent. I sincerely wish that I could tell you to go home and to think about it. But don't dare do that. Give your heart to the Lord Jesus now. Here's the fourth word, triumphant. Triumphant. Boy, I loved it when the choir and the orchestra and the praise team were singing about the triumphant return of Jesus. I mean, if we were to describe this wonderful scene here, the trumpet, the shout, the cry, the fanfare, just marvelous, absolutely marvelous. He's coming triumphantly because he's coming not as a babe born in a lowly manger. He's coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's going to be announced suddenly and awesomely. And I believe literally, for those who are alive and remain, that just suddenly, in the day-to-day affairs of mankind, all of a sudden, boom, just like that, there is going to be this earth-shattering trumpet sound. The skies are going to light up like never before. There is going to be a dazzle like we cannot describe. And every single person on this earth is going to know that he is the Christ. But for some, it's going to be too late. For it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Number five, Jesus' coming will be purposeful. It'll be purposeful. You know, that word purpose is such an important word. It really is. And you see, my friends, you and I can hold trophies and we can make money and we can succeed in life. We can accumulate a lot of friends and have a lot of value in a lot of things. But God's purpose for you is that you should know Him intimately, belong to Him, that you too would call Him Savior and Lord, that He too would be your Heavenly Father, that you would know that you know beyond any doubt whatsoever that when you die, or if Jesus were to come again before you were to die, that you would become part of His ultimate purpose. Do you know what God's purpose is for you? Is that He would come and gather you to Himself, and that for the rest of eternity, you would live in His presence. Do you know that? Have you made certain? Well, there's one more word I just want to put in here. Let me just give them to you again. Jesus' coming will be personal, singular, unexpected, triumphant, purposeful. But I had to put in this one final word. You know what it is? It'll be final. Final. That's it. I hope I'm not looking at someone for whom that's it. It's too late for you, my friend. Not going to be another church service. It's not going to be another grandmother praying for you. It's not going to be another knock on your heart's door by the Spirit of the living God. That's it. Second coming of Jesus is final. In fact, it's so final that the book of Revelation chapter 21 tells us this. So turn there to Revelation 21. I just want to read to you what God says. Revelation 21 and verse 1. Now remember, Jesus has come and landed in Jerusalem. He has brought with Him every single one of us who know Him. So I'm going to be in that number because I'm part of the armies of heaven. And when Jesus lands on the Mount of Olives, He's going to walk down across the Kidron Valley back onto the Temple Mount, claiming what is rightfully His. Going back to the same hill where God gave to us the entire picture of His grace.
Forgive the interruption. There's so much more to come from Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word broadcast. You know, today we're having an opportunity to get connected in a number of ways. As a matter of fact, in the last couple of days, a lot of folks have begun to follow at TEW online and at Don_Wilton. Again, if you want to find the ways to connect on social media, visit our website, theencouragingword.org. That's a long list of numbers, but when you begin to think about it, theencouragingword.org. It's really easy to remember. And once you get there, bookmark it and discover ways to connect, whether it's on our Facebook or on our Twitter and Instagram. Just know we would love to be a part of an everyday experience of encouragement to you. And one of those ways is through the daily email from Dr. Wilton. If you haven't signed up, you can do it online at theencouragingword.org. Or if you're on the go, just text the word daily. That's right. One word, daily, to 30500. That's daily to 30500. You text that. We'll send you a link later on when you've got a moment. Just sign up. And by this time tomorrow, you'll be receiving a daily word of encouragement from Dr. Don Wilton. I believe it'll bless you in a great way.
Hello, my dear friends. I want to speak to you personally today, from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. We're living today in a day and age in the crossfire of multiple cross currents that you and I know full well are challenging the very fabric of our faith.
We must stand strong in our convictions. The Encouraging Word Broadcast Ministry is doing just that. And we are supported by viewers and listeners just like you who want to make a difference in our world for Christ. So please call the number and request my life-changing message, Standing Strong in the Cross Currents. As a result, you will be empowered and blessed. Thank you for requesting my message. Your financial support enables us to continue to share God's truth with our searching world.
Now back to today's message, The Second Coming of Jesus, with Dr. Don Wilton.
When Abraham took his own son and was about to execute him, but God intervened with the blood of a ram to provide his pardon, his only means of salvation. And Jesus will march through there to the fields of Armageddon, where the final battle called the Battle of Armageddon will take place. The Bible says that Jesus will never leave this earth again, nor will we. But this earth is not going to look like it is now. It's going to look like the Garden of Eden, because it's at this final moment that the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation get wrapped up into one glorious purpose of God. The beginning and the end become one, because heaven and earth will fade away. Listen to what he says. Chapter 21 and verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. No more separation. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Now watch this. Coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away, and behold, the one seated on the throne said, Behold, I have made all things brand new. Three things every person must do. Number one, act. A-C-T. Acknowledge your sin, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Confess that sin to Jesus, because he's the only one that can forgive you. And trust him as your Savior. Believe God. Do you believe him? Will you take him at his word? Number two, anticipate. Now that you've acted, now that you've trusted Jesus and received him by faith, anticipate. That word means look for his coming at any moment, any second, any time, any day, any hour, because none of us know. Anticipate that. And number three, be encouraged. Be encouraged. We've got a lot to be encouraged about. But I tell you what, nothing near as much as knowing that our Redeemer lives and that Jesus is coming again. He's coming for you. Are you ready? And I'm inviting you to come today and give your life to Christ. Trust him as your Savior and as your Lord. We want to pray with you. This is your time. Perhaps you've just got a new job. Would you let us pray for you as you begin your new job? Perhaps you've just moved into town. You're still finding your way around. You don't even know where Walmart is. We'd like to pray for you and with you today. Perhaps there is something going on in your life. Let's make this an altar of worship today. Perhaps you're about to transfer away from a place that you love. We want to pray with you as you go, because you mean so much to us. You're forever in our hearts and in our lives. Perhaps you're praying for a son or a daughter. Let's make this altar an altar of worship. Let's pray together. Let's actively engage, because Jesus is coming again. And if today you'd say to me, Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ, what a joy to be able to pray with you today, so that you too might know that you know beyond any doubt that if you were to die today or tomorrow or if Jesus were to come today or tomorrow, you'd be transported by the angels to be seated at the feast table of the King.
Oh, if there's something going on, let us pray you through. Again, in just a minute, Dr. Wilton has a couple more thoughts to share with us before our time is done. But maybe right now it needs to be your sharing with us a specific need, something we can pray over and watch God work. The number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. I pray that you would discover that that's something you can put in your cell phone and know that we would be thrilled to pray with you anytime, day or night. Let us be your 2 a.m. friend or one of them that would help pray you through the situation of what's going on, whatever it is in your life right now. And before we get away, this could be the most important thing Doc's going to share with you. This is Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that He died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus and I give Him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together, because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ. And don't leave whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
The Encouraging Word broadcasts are reaching people all over the world, and we want to say thank you to a very special group of people who help us make this happen.
Thank you for being an encourager with me through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry. You are making a difference in people's lives. Why don't you become an encourager? Partner with us. Partner with me. Become an encourager today and be part of something far bigger than any of us.
When you take this step of faith, you'll receive the exclusive brand new CD/DVD resource called Erasing Jesus. A powerful tool that'll help you stand strong in your faith in a world that's somewhat intolerant to Jesus Christ. Also, you'll get a bonus journal just to say thank you for partnering with us. In addition, you'll receive a monthly personal letter from Dr. Wilton, as well as other resource opportunities, a 24-hour confidential live prayer line, a quarterly daily devotional guide, and notifications of events featuring Dr. Wilton in your area. To learn how you can become an encourager, send your request to Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us at 866-899-WORD, or visit us on the web at theencouragingword.org. We hope you will make your commitment to spread the precious gospel of Jesus Christ around the world with us today. As you've heard Dr. Don, both in his preaching and his time in the studio just these last few seconds, if the Lord has stirred your heart, let us pray with you about the next step. You can call us right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. As a matter of fact, jot that number down, store it in your cell. As God stirs your heart and you need a prayer partner, we stand ready to do this. We stand ready to encourage you. It's who we are at 866-899-9673 or online at theencouragingword.org. And as you drop into our website, you'll see a great deal about Take a Stand, this wonderful series from Dr. Wilton. I'll give you some more details about it. I'll get your copy, but we've got a closing thought from Dr. Don right now.
Thank you for your partnership with The Encouraging Word. God's doing great and wonderful things. And I want you to know that I pray for you. I want to pray for you right now. We've got people 24/7 praying for you. You can call in your prayer requests at any time. Let me pray for you right now. Dear God, I want to pray for my precious friends right now and for someone especially in need of prayer. Lord Jesus, please touch them. Touch their lives and be a blessing to them today in every way. And I pray this in the strong and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Well, I served on the phones here during the Encouraging Word broadcast for about 10 years. And during that time, I had many great experiences, but one that I really remember well is one Sunday, a very sweet lady called me. Her name was Lisa. She was from Virginia area, a professional woman working up in the Virginia area in D.C. And she shared with me that she was pregnant. Her mother, who she was here visiting, didn't even know. And she was going the next week to have an abortion. And as we talked and as we prayed, she was a believer. And we went through some scripture. And I just challenged her on a couple things in a loving way. And prayed with her, hung up the phone, and figured, well, you know, hopefully that had some impact. About a year and a half later, I was working in my office one day, and I got a call that there was a lady there to see me. And I walked out front in our store, and she had contacted the church, asked if they could tell her who Chuck was. She remembered my name from a conversation a long time back. I was about the only Chuck involved in the telephone ministry, and she shared her story, and they directed her to me at Christian Supply, and she'd come to visit me, and she had with her a baby. And she introduced me to her baby that she decided to keep after that call. And the Lord had used it in her life. She'd prayed about it and made the right decision. And she introduced me to her daughter, who she named Charlene, and after Charles, who had counseled her on the phone. And I had many great experiences, many great stories, many times to lead people in prayers of salvation. But it was literally a life that was not just changed, but saved through a call to the Encouraging Word.
It's been a wonderful Tuesday here on the Encouraging Word. And tomorrow, responding to what God says. That's where we continue in the study with Dr. Wilton. I pray you'll join us. Matter of fact, you might want to invite a friend. Between now and then, let's stay connected online at theencouragingword.org and our phone number, 866-899-WORD, not just during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day. We would love to connect and pray with you. That's 866-899-9673.
Preacher Wilton, I just wanted you to know how my family life has changed. I gave my heart to God listening to you on the radio. Now my wife has a new husband, and my kids have a new dad, and I thank God for your ministry.